Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Moses seemed to believe that God had somehow misled him and the Israelite people by telling him to ask Pharaoh for permission to leave Egypt and to hold a feast to God in the wilderness. Exodus 5:1. Moses had no doubt that God could overrule any of Pharaoh's decisions and bring his people out of Egypt. But when Moses and Aaron confronted the Egyptian Pharaoh and demanded that he let the Israelites go, he adamantly refused to do so. What was worse, he increased the Israelites' burdens that were already oppressive. The officers among the Jews met Moses and Aaron on their return from their meeting with the Pharaoh and accused them of making the Jews stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. They thought Moses and Aaron had placed a sword in the hands of the Egyptians that would be used to slay the Israelites. Moses was in such great anguish that he accused the Lord of evil treating his people. He even asked the Lord, "Why hast thou sent me?" He could not believe that God had failed to make arrangements for the delivery of the Jews. Exodus 5:19-23. Moses took his complaints to the Lord. Then the Lord said unto Moses, "Now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land." Exodus 6:1. God knew all the circumstances surrounding the oppression the Jews were experiencing in Egypt. He knew the heart of Pharaoh and what it would take for him to allow the Jews to leave the country. So God instructed Moses to see what he would do, God would do, to make Pharaoh let the Israelites go into the wilderness. God said to Moses, in effect, "The day will come when the Egyptian Pharaoh will drive you out of the land." God had plans to show both to the Egyptians and to the Israelites his mighty power. He had in mind the devastating plagues he would send on Egypt. After the 10th plague, Pharaoh would be eager to let the Israelites leave the country. We do not know how long the Egyptians remembered the plagues God sent on the land of Egypt. They may have been eager to forget the defeat they had suffered from the God of slaves. But we know this. The Israelite leaders continually reminded the Jews throughout their history of the mighty acts of God in delivering the nation of Israel. Three of the Psalms, 105, 106, and 107, give a great amount of information about the Exodus. Please listen to these verses. God sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not a feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. Psalm 105, 26 through 29, 37 and 38. The people of our country have not been in Egyptian slavery. So what lessons can we learn from these great Old Testament stories? The truth is very simple. Everyone who has not obeyed the gospel is a slave, not to man, but to sin. Paul could hardly have made that truth plainer. Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16 through 18. When you believe the gospel and obey it from the heart, your old sins are washed away, and you become a Christian with all the blessings God has in store for his people. If you are not a Christian, will you confess your faith in Christ, repent of your alien sins, and be baptized this day for the remission of your sins? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.